come back to camera. That's Councillor Colmary, second Councillor Travis. All those in favour? And that was unanimous again.
Thank you.
And thank you everybody for your time on that one. Continue to do that. Right, moving on now to item PC 145-21, motion to reopen, which we've just done. PC 146-21, Community Hub Extension Project, to consider approving reimbursement of the cost of electrical works to the hub. Now, the balance in the bank account at this time is what?
The surplus on the budget that's not been used so far is £7,909.20.
Okay.
Your sign has dropped off.
I've just dropped off the desk.
Don't worry, we know.
Can you remember? Right, sorry. Right, now the proposal or the request is to look at reimbursing the hub with monies at the moment. Now, on the basis that we are sitting with potentially in the future a £1,500 debt. And I believe that the general administration costs for small claims are approximately £500. People's views.
Could you clarify what's being requested by the money?
It's a refund to the hub, because the hub paid for a lot of the electrical work out of their own bank balance, so that the electrical work could be done in a timely manner, without coming through the process. This has all been reported through in previous minutes. So that they could keep going with the electricians on site, so they could pay for that work. They paid for it out of their own monies, out of the hub bank, and claimed it back, or are claiming it back from the S106 monies that are available to them, which is specifically for the hub project, which is sitting within the balance sheets of the parish council.
Is it, I thought the hub extension was being funded from grant.
It is grant and S106.
Yes, it's a mixture. It's a county council grant and an S106.
Has all the grant been spent?
Yes.
So this is S106 money.
Right. So the grant money was spent first, and then the S106 money is left.
Right.
But the money is sitting within the bank accounts of the parish council, which is £7,900, which effectively is due back to the hub. However, in the event that we do receive a further claim.
Is that £7,000? Is that the amount that the hub is requesting? That money's already been spent by the hub.
Can I explain? Yeah, so of the total monies that were available for the project, £7,909.20 remain.
Okay.
So that's the, so of all the funds that were ever available, that remains.
Okay.
In fact, the hub has already received £10,000 of the monies that it spent from its own funds for electrical work. There were about another £1,100 £11,000 that the hub spent on electrical work. So when this refund is made, the hub will not get back everything that it spent, but it always knew that. Okay. So what the hub is seeking is the residue of the funds which were available to the project, which have not been spent elsewhere, as a recompense for the work that was done out of our own funds. And it's very hard. Well, I haven't explained it very well. But
is it my understanding that the total expenditure on the hub extension project exceeded the grant and S106 monies that were available?
Not really, because because the hub was funding a lot of the work out of its own bank balance, and
so that's yes,
but it did that knowing that the total spend on the project would be more than the amount that was granted. But so
if you're many times at the beginning of the outset of this project, I specifically raised the question of what will happen if the total expenditure on this project goes over the grant monies available. And you assured me, Councillor Travis, as a member of the Community Hub Management Board, that was absolutely out of the question.
It, and it hasn't happened, because...
But you just said it did.
Well, the arithmetic here makes it look as though that's the case, because the hub has...
Was that she's mine at work party?
No.
I'm getting quite excited.
The project included lots of refurbishment work. You can see it around here, the graphics on the walls, various bits of furniture that were purchased. We could have elected to buy those through the grant monies, but they were purchased by the hub, because the hub had some funds of its own. And so the arrangement that was made with the parish council was to balance the total funds that were available from the county council grant and the S106 monies in the way that we're doing here, so that the spend against the grants and the parish council, the grants and the S106 money would be exactly 100% spent. And the monies that the hub was spending on all of the other things would be, if you like, a balancing factor, so that would always balance out to 100%. With a project like this, it was always going to be impossible to get the thing to balance in any other way. We had to find a way of equalising the spend between what the hub was spending and what was coming through the parish council and the grants and the S106 money. I can't explain it any more clearly than that, and you probably don't. If you don't understand it, I'll have another go at it. But we haven't overspent the budget. The budget that's available is spent. Once this £7,909.20p is spent, we have spent the budget that was allocated to this project. We haven't spent a penny more of that public money, because any other monies that have been spent have been monies generated through the hub.
Given that the hub runs at a loss and is propped up by the parish council, where exactly is this hub money coming from if it's not coming from the public purse?
It's come during this last year and a half from government grants.
Okay. Councillor Hart.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just mindful that were there any papers to go with this agenda item?
Sorry?
Were there any papers to go?
I've circulated the
I think I'm going to ask things printed bigger.
Sorry. The supporting paperwork for the electrical works was circulated with the last agenda.
Okay.
Agenda, and was discussed when the decision to repay a portion of the money, £10,000, was made. Sorry, I haven't recirculated that this time.
I'm just thinking, I probably would have found it easier had I had that, because I think I understand what you're saying. In the sense that we knew what the pot was for the hub extension, and the guarantee was that there would be no more money requested than that for it.
That's right.
And what you're saying is you're not requesting any more money than was actually budgeted for.
That's correct.
But what the hub chose to do while other work was going on, and I'm assuming some of that was because it made sense to do it then.
Correct.
Because of all the money. Yeah. And so it would have been helpful to have known, the point you made there is, you know, there were grants available to help.
That's right. We had substantial grant. I mean, one of the benefits of the lockdown for us was that we had, I can't remember now, Councillor Kilmurry may be able to tell me, I don't know how many government grants did we receive?
Half a dozen at least.
Yes, half a dozen grants. Yeah. Because every time we locked down, they gave us money.
So which we were then able to use.
And we used that to supplement this. So, I mean, we're not talking...
Part of our responsibility is our money from this internal decoration. That's a sizable chunk of the money's
as well. So the point I'm making, I guess, it would have been easy to follow had those things been circulated yet, so we could see that's...
What do you mean, that the grant money's... That you could see where the grant monies came. Of the project, the scope of it was possible within the monies that we had been, the pot of monies that were available. So the pot of monies were added up to £175,000 and some other small change. Because of the situation that we found ourselves in, because we had additional grant monies, we elected to use the opportunity while the hub was closed to do lots of other things which would have been mad not to do. And the arrangement we came to with the parish council was that we would equalise the spend against the public monies versus the monies that we were spending, so that the public monies were spent to the last penny without any overspend. The way that this looks here is it looks as though somehow the project's been overspent, but it hasn't been overspent at all in terms of the public purse. The reason that we're doing it like this is to equalise the spend which we have available through the project and the other monies to carry out a project with a scope that was bigger than the original one, because we had the opportunity to do that, and it would have been silly not to do it while the building is closed. You cannot carry out major decoration works. You couldn't put a floor in like this. You couldn't do some of the other things that we've done unless the building was closed.
I think it's worth pointing out here that with we're centering around calling it the electrical bit, but the 175,000 and change could only be specifically spent on the hub projects, the grants from TTP and the S106, yes. There was nowhere else that money could be spent. So it can only be spent on this building. So it had to be spent at some stage, be it now or within the next X years, on the hub, end of story. So that money would never be spent anywhere else, and any money left over would just go back to source. So there's that. And also, I think I understand from when the electrical stuff was being done, you had electrical team in, they were looking at things, and you had the opportunity using other grant monies that they had available through the COVID and other means that was sitting in their bank account, which we wouldn't have acquired, we never got, the parish never got it. It was just acquired by the hub management team through the COVID and other sources, that they could future-proof this building for the next 20 odd years electrically. And it made sense to sort of take some money out of their own bank account as well to do that. So while they had the electricians here doing the work as part of the project, they boosted that to another level to future-proof the building with all of the tech that they've got here, which they've used that other grant money, nothing to do with the TTP and the S106. This was other grant monies that were actually sitting in their bank account. Now, because the project itself had to go through the parish, because we put out to tender, we were the customer. Gabby had to police that money, and it had to stay in our bank account. So that's why the 175,000 sat within the parish's bank account, separated from everything else. It's like in escrow.
Yeah.
I'm not wondering where the money's been sitting, who's been looking after it. The thing that I may well be wrong with this, for lack of understanding, spurred on by lack of information, is that it sounds like, because at the beginning of the project, I know we've gone off, I'm going massively off tangent here because this is talking about different things, but at the beginning of the project, you know, this thing was put forward, it's like we've got 175,000, the quote comes in at this, which has this much contingency and this much overrun, so the implication presented was that there would be oodles of money left over. And now it's kind of like, oh yeah, actually we spent all of it and then a bit more.
The scope
is very vociferous.
Yeah.
Make sure that it didn't go over. It just feels like, hang on a minute, what happened there?
Well, okay. The scope of the project was increase substantially because there were more funds available. And so the monies that were originally allocated for the project have all been spent as they should have been. There were additional things that were done, some of them because they were very desirable to do, and as the chair has said, there were some things that had to be done which were over and above what was expected really as part of the project, because we discovered that the electrical work that was done when the building was first erected was not very good. So a lot of the rewiring was totally replaced. And so while we've nominated this money as electrical work, it's electrical work which was over and above what would have ever been expected. That's part and parcel of a project which has actually got a bigger scope than the one that was first envisaged. The original project that we had didn't envisage the reflooring of this room, for example. And that's, you know, that we're looking at sort of $5,000 worth of flooring here if you take it right through the building. So it was an evolution of a project which was done in a way which made absolutely certain that we wouldn't come back to the parish council or the public person and ask for any more money. That is the test, is it not, as to whether we've ever spent. We are not asking the public for any more money. The reason that we're not doing that is because all the funds that we've spent have either come from the original fund, you know, the S106 or the county council grant, or they've come from other grants that the hub has received in the meantime, which we use opportunistically because of the fact that the building was closed to make a much better job of what we had on offer. And that's it in a nutshell, really. There is no subterfuge, there is no fraud, there is no sort of issues with this at all. It's just, I think, a very successful use of an opportunity with the building closed and a mix of funding, most of which came from the original S106 and County Council grant, but some of which came from other grants, which we used, I think, in a very effective way. I'm really pleased with the result, and I think the public should be too, because we haven't spent a penny more, or you're not going to spend a penny more of public money than that was available to us.
So, is it fair to sum up? Okay, can we sum that up then? I apologize to the rest of the council. Can we sum that up by saying that the stuff that I was originally saying was overspend has all been covered by grant money, and that the use of that grant money hasn't been to the detriment of other activities in the hub, for which it sounds like some of those grant monies were potentially intended?
No, the grant monies that were given to us were recovery grant monies to allow us to bounce back after the pandemic in a more effective way.
So it
was used precisely for the reasons that it was given.
So it wasn't kind of like the sort of reduction in business rates and things.
No. These were COVID recovery grants, which were given to businesses to try and help them bounce back after long periods of closure.
So there's presumably some of that grant money left over.
Yes, there is.
Right. Okay.
Yes, there is.
If you'd said that 10 minutes ago, we'd need to have that. Thank you, Councillor Jackson, and I apologise for my outburst.
No problem.
Okay. Are there any other questions on this? Because now we need to make a decision about the £7,900 and change. I think the recommendation, on the basis, my recommendation at the moment, and if it gets approval, is that we pay £5,000 back. I know that means we're still sitting with a small amount, but we keep just under £3,000 until we clear this brownstone thing. So we pay another £5,000 back. I don't think it makes much sense to pay everything back bar the £1,500 at this stage, just in case he does decide to push it. If he doesn't, then fine. We may be discussing this again in February. I don't know, it depends what sort of letter he sends back. But my recommendation is that we pay £5,000 back out of the £7,900. That just goes back into the bank account of the hub to supplement anything else that they want to do at this stage. So, unless anyone's got any alternative suggestions on that, can I have a proposal for that? That's Councillor Cowley. Seconder, please. Councillor Hart, all those in favour? And that is the five of us and three remaining abstentions at this stage. And we'll wait to see what the letter is and the response, and then we can make a decision on the balance of the money as we leave it there. Thank you very much all for that. I think it's it was good to get that out and finished. So we're all on the same page. Moving on to item PC14621B. Any further updates or anything on the Community Hub project? If there's anything else to report? Councillor Travis?
No, nothing at all. No, I mean the building is signed off by building control. It's signed off on fire regulation. Up and running. The project is finished.
Okay.
I don't think we need to report on it anymore. Only issues are to do with the residual invoice.
Okay. So we'll strike that from the future agendas, subject to anything for Brownstone, and that's it. Okay, just leaves it for me to say item PC 14721 to note the date of the next meeting, which will be the 28th of February. And if I could ask everybody if we could just all help out to clear up a bit and tidy up before we leave, otherwise it's going to be a very long job for the three hub management team that are still here. Okay, thank you everybody.